here we see, I appreciated what you said about, to give life, he spoke the word. But then now, in this situation, to raise those who are dead in trespasses and sin, he must come. Not only that he must come, he must not go on into that room where death is abide. There in that room, death was there. That child laying on the bed, lifeless, dead. 3 days already had passed. Almost, going to decay. And here, he comes in, into that very present. It reminded me with the verse in Hebrews 2, I think, towards the end there. As the children have partake in flesh and blood, he also himself took part. He himself also took part, that he might, through death, destroy him who had the power of death, and set those who were all their life in bondage to sin. I'm quoting the verse freely. Set them free. Here it is. Not only that he came there, but now he associates himself with him. He lay down on that child. How beautiful is the scripture. Number one, he goes in and he closes the door again. Here's the door again. Oh, in those 3 hours of darkness. In those 3 hours of darkness, no one could see what the Son of God must have to take on him that he might restore life. The door was closed. Shunammai didn't know what was going on. Gehazi did not know what's going on. The husband didn't know what's going on. No one knew what's going on. And here he linked himself with that child. His eyes upon his eyes. His mouth upon his mouth. His hand upon his hand. And he stretched himself upon that little child.
Well, we see this as one who is really qualified for young people's work. He can identify with the circumstances of this young person. He can reach where he is. Identify with him. That.
I'm just wondering if before we go totally on that line, there's just something else that came to my mind. In the matter of the staff and Gehazi taking it and accomplishing nothing, do you think sometimes what needs to happen for us in this example is that we need to personally take things up? We cannot just use what is there. Simply because we have Elisha's staff, we pick it up and maybe it will accomplish what we'd like to. Things have to be personally known and personally enjoyed and taken up in a very personable way rather than in a formal way. And I believe that that might be somewhat of a lesson that comes to us. How do I take things up spiritually? In formality, or do I take it up in the reality of life? And the result of that is that you will get no response. The lad will be still asleep. But then you have what you brought before us, the matter of Elisha stretching himself out in the power and energy of that moment and brings response. So I'm just wondering if we have to be very careful about how we take things up. Things must be personal with us.
In a gospel way, the sneeze is a sign of life. Someone said, is he saved? Was she saved? Well, I haven't heard him sneeze yet. Hope you've sneezed. Hope you know Christ is your Savior. You're saved. Saved for glory, we sang. So how good to hear young people sneeze. All the people too. My daddy wasn't saved until he was 65. He was a church member, got baptized, all the formal things. He was a church man. I came home, Daddy, are you saved? Well, I joined the church. Daddy, are you saved? I got baptized. But Daddy, are you saved? No. He got saved the last 5 years of his life. He was a changed person. He sneezed. So how good to hear people sneeze.
Was it 7 times, Brother Bob? But how wonderful, really, to contemplate that theme a little bit. You'll wonder, Elisha, to be able to meet the criteria of the child. I mean, we think about it. You have to think about the scripture. His eyes toward his eyes. His mouth toward the child's mouth. His hands toward his hands. Brethren, let's not take it lightly that the body was prepared for him. To be able to come to our circumstances and be tempted in all things like we do yet without sin. Just for him to meet the measurement of the child. And that's what the Son of God did. As you have said earlier, Emil, he partook in what? In like way, he took flesh, took part. It's a different word than when we take part, because he's unique. But he took part, a body that was prepared to suit him in veil his glory and to come to our own circumstances. It's something beyond any man's apprehension. And it will be well with us to leave it there, because words cannot express how did this take place. But we can join with the scripture, great is the mystery of godliness, God manifested in the flesh.
And you would appreciate that, John. I think there are two things that physically I know about Elijah. Number one, he was bold.
Praise the Lord.
Number two, he was short. Because he was able, I'm just guessing, he's able to stretch on the child and meet the hand, the eyes, and the nose, and everything. So,
I thought the child was tall, but go ahead.
But I think also it's very important for us to know, and I'm talking here to young ones. The Lord Jesus could reach out to your eyes, to your mouth, and to your hand. Just keep that in mind. He understands what your eyes are seeing. He understands sometimes what your mouth might express. He also understands what your hand might be doing. Don't think that he is afar off, that you really, he doesn't understand. He was tempted in everything. Sin apart. Highlight that again. Sin apart. Therefore, he is able to help those eyes, to help those hands, and to help that mouth. He is close enough, no matter what your age is, he's able to associate himself with you, to link himself with you, and to warm your cold body. If you need energy, if you need warmth, you know what you need? Better than a blanket, is having the Lord Jesus. So close to you that not only your body will be warm, you'll sneeze 7 times.
He communicates that which is of himself. And it's the incarnation, I'm sure, the Word becoming flesh. You have it in John 9 also, in connection with the blind man, where he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. There was that again, what was of himself communicated?
Something that comes out of himself that communicates life.